Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week. And the first movie's all the buzz, as they say in the biz. It's Samsara. It's a documentary of sorts, which is being touted as an extraordinary visual and audio experience, bringing us to all corners of the world, taking us to places most of us would never ever see. From the acclaimed creators of Baraka, filmed entirely in 70mm, across 25 countries, on 5 different continents, and over 5 years to make. Now, the first 30 minutes of this movie are a cinematic extravaganza with amazing images filling the screen, backed by an intense audio soundtrack, taking us to places I didn't even know existed and showed us things that sometimes were so amazing they just didn't even seem real. And then it all changed. It became all preachy, weird, and big time disturbing. Oh, sure, I get the whole concept of taking the audience on a journey, but it went from a journey of, to a journey of what the heck is going on. It was turned into a in-your-face, they are determined to teach you a lesson sort of thing. And I'm not entirely clear what all those lessons were, but I do know for sure, I never want to eat chicken again. Trust me on that one. So yeah, I give them credit for the cinematography and the beauty of the first part of this movie, but there is no way I could imagine actually recommending anyone to go see this one. So on our movie night traffic light, Samsara is a yellow light. Now into a movie that's a whole lot easier to understand, it's Trouble with the Curve, and Clint Eastwood is a legendary baseball scout who might be getting too old to do his job.
How are you going to scout this guy if your eyes aren't right?
I don't know why you just don't go home.
Because I feel this dysfunctional sense of responsibility to make sure that you're okay.
I just didn't want you to have life in the cheap seats, Cecil.
We're the cheap seats, spending every waking moment with my dad watching baseball. We're the best seats in the house.
Now, I guess you could say this one is slow and easy. Slow because it kind of moves at a monotone pace with no real ups or downs. It just kind of moves along. And it's easy because there's no deep revelations or super mysteries brewing. It just is what it is. Now, for the good parts. It's sweet. Amy Adams getting to know her father again. And you get to watch one of the greatest, most captivating actors of all time, Clint Eastwood, of course. And then you get to watch Justin Timberlake. A very good thing, I must say. So this isn't one of those sports movies that will move you to tears or maybe make you consider making a career change and trying out for the Yankees or something, but the good parts make it okay to see. So on our movie night traffic light, Trouble with the Curve is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.